Zechadish Masavi Mariaka Beniso Pilchas, Zechadish Nasdanya, Rashayn of us, Yeshua Fowler. Okay, good morning, everybody. Before we begin, we should mention the Patira of a Yehuda Kalimer of West Hempstead, who is Adam Gadol Maod, is a big Rav, big Paisek, big Oy of Israel, big Baal Chesed. On the highest levels, and it's a tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael. And maybe as we go along, we could say some more things. But something it would be kedai if those that didn't see the Levaya to go on and see the different excerpts of the Levaya that was yesterday, and. He should be a Meilitz Yosher for all of us. Because he's tremendous. He was from the Tzai, from the offspring of the Baal Shem Tov, as was mentioned at the Levaya. And tremendous Lev Tov. And a very, a very rare person to come across with his vast knowledge, his vast Avas Yisrael, something very, very special, very, very unique. And Tehei Nishmoso Tzruah B'Tzurah Chaim. Okay, we're on packet 6E. And we were discussing the Shir Chachardel. Right, we said it even less than a chardel, right? Is we saw the kasha of the Dogel Mervava, that if it's that the Shach brings this from the Gosh Sharidura, that even less than a chardel was Batabe. The question is it a beferish a Mishnah? There was the Rav Avadi asked me that. That's the question of the Yehuda. And we saw that the Dogel Mervava, as Ben-Zion Feld pointed out, that he's saying that the Mishnah's talk about the Din D'oraisa, that you need 7 days. So you need 7 days. A mashahu could require the seven days, not necessarily Zaynikim. And so that was the Mishnah. And the Chiddush of the Sharidura, as the Lord was answering, and that's how Ben Zion explained, is that even the Din D'oraisa that you don't need 7 days also could be kicked off by a tipustam kichardel. So let's take a look today now on page in the packet here. Page 12, Memala from the base and Marnida. I'm Rav Yochanan Makor Shehizia Tishte Tipe Margolius. So the Makor, the uterus that the two tipos came out of it, like two tipos, like two diamonds, so to speak. Two tipos came out. Temea. So, what is this telling me? Is it telling me the din of Tumah Shiva? Chamisha dom Tumei Bisha Vesulo. There are only five colors. So, you're saying that there's this idea of Shnei Tipei Damim. Like two types of blood that look like like diamonds or something, but we have the, all the types already in the Mishnah. Elo Tumas Erev. So it's telling me the din of Tumas Erev. Dakitati Abachada Ima Ma'alma Asi. That Rashi said, Tibay Margolis dam lovan, but solo. Tibay Margolis, like diamonds, because diamonds is white. It's Tumas Erev, they should Nagas. So it's telling me that the this discharge touched the uterus on its way out, and so therefore it's tummy. So is that the chiddush? He says, "Fadafka tarti." Well, only if you have two tipos. But if it's only one tipa, so then maybe it didn't come from the makor. Because usually once the makor opens, so it doesn't just take out just one tipa. It takes out more than one tipa. But if it was one tipa, then probably it didn't even come from the makor. So that's the chiddush over here. So if you look at the Bach on page 13, Mashalo Omar Afil Lotira El Kosha Rebusukamar, Davog of the Tibis Dam Kihardel, Legdin Maimid Yotzam, Menham Kor Begim Yom Zachaze, Tipa Hartipa, Vishab Prozdor, Shukamar Shayatza Lachutz, Vahamlo Shalosh Rios, that's what we discussed, right? About it can be an accumulation. That we discussed, but he says here that the line that begins Nida, the first word in the line is Nida, further down. So the Bach says pshat, a different pshat than what we said till now, that it's about the color, or maybe it's about the question whether it's 3 days worth. He's saying that one tipa comes out, so you would think that one tipa is probably not from the makor, because it's very rare that only one tipa comes out from the makor. So the chiddush is that even though that one tipa came out, we're still going to say it's from the makor. We're not told that it's coming out from another place, and therefore it would be a makor. So that's how the Bach learns pshat. Afil b'dos Yisrael chmirush, afil ros tipos tam kechardel. So it's not shtei tipos; it's just like a tipa, and therefore one tipa really we shouldn't assume that's coming from the makor, because once the makor opens, it opens more than just one tipa. So that's the chiddush, says the Bach. So now if you look in the Sidre Tara, on page 14, it goes like this. So he says that Tifas Dam Kechardel is already a Safek, because it's maybe Minat Stodim. But say there's another suffix, not just this suffix of, say there's another suffix about the color or something like that. So in other words, So the Chiddush is Tipas Davak Chardal is one suffix, because maybe it didn't even come in a Makor. And but say you had another suffix that you could be starved to it. So the Sidre Tara says that, so then it'll be Sfeik Sfeika, and then maybe the whole din of Benos Yisrael doesn't apply. Benos Yisrael is the same. It's Vade Red, and it's Tipa, one Tipa, so then we're Machmer, Shiva Nakim. But maybe if you can have another suffix, then maybe not. So that's what the Note of Yehuda writes on page 15 here in the packet. Take a look at the second column. It says, Yotzalonu Mizeh, the Minastam, Ein Derech HaMakor Lehotzi Pochas Mishtei Tipim. See, the Makor usually is not going to just be Motzi less than Shtei Tipim. Once the Makor open, it's going to be more than Shtei Tipim, or at least Shtei Tipim. If Tipsa Tipa Achas Lochashina Klal, the Spooky Shebuhu Minah Makor. So if it's only one tipa, it's probably not mina makor. Lefiza had the kaimulan da filo roa tipa dab kachad alisha, so zayin the kiim. V'chein had the shaninu m'mishna reish yotzi dofen b'tamim kol shehu afil ke'ena chardel pochad b'kan hainu b'margeshas ata shabba mina makor. In other words, this din of... In other words, what's the halacha? Tipas dam kechardel yoshva shel zayin nekiyim. But he says that no, the tipas dam kechardel probably didn't come from the makor. It's only tipa achas. It's just like we saw in the Bach, that it's a chiddush to tipa achas. So he says it must be that this tipa achas, there was a hargasha. So it was a Hagasha, so then, even though it's only Tipachas, he'd say it's probably from the Makor. From the Mdivir of Yochanan B'mokha She'ezia, Ma'iri Be'ina Margeshas Mehechen Yotza Azeya, in Mipnines HaMokha Mitzdodim, L'chein Yesh Chilat Be'in Tipachas Shnei Tipa. There was a whole idea of if it's a Hagasha, then Tipachas is Metame. But when the Gemara says Mokor Shehizia Shteiti, that Gemara that we just saw, that Mokor Shehizia Shteiti Pei Margolius is Tamei, so that's because there was no Hagrasha. So then, if it's Shteiti Pos Yimetamei. But if it's only Tipa Achas, then you assume that it was from Tipa Chutz. L'fi hatzah zo, gam b'dam odom, ha'motzas b'fnim, v'lo hergisha, b'vada sheba b'nakor, gam ki yesh halik b'et shtei tipa v'tipa achas, t'nim tzarach tipa achas toli mi b'chutz. If it's only one tipa, we assume it's mibachutz. Afsha also mokum baduku etzel makolus. Painted los makolus al vikator v'tol mitzdadim. So that's what he's saying, that The original Gemara that we saw, that was here on page 12. Makor sheizia k'shtei tipa margolis tamei. Right, because then that's probably min hamakor. That's the tipa achas is tahora, because it's probably not min hamakor. So he says, even b'dam odom, if you find it b'fnim v'lo gisha b'vada shabam b'nagol gam ki yishol chalak ben shliti v'lo tipa achas nimitzar v'tipa achas tolim v'chutz. That even dam odom, Yitolam Yibachot, if it's only Tipa Achas. Sha'osamokam Bodu Kuwaitz of Makolas, Vein Lidlos of Makolas, Avapitor Torah Mutzdan of Amokh. But he says, Avakoshen, Rein, Pasuk Meshulchan Arach, Ha'isha Shabbatka Atzma Be'ed, Habedik of Nimtza Lavafil Tipa Kechardel, Mein Ogol Mein Moshav Tumeya, It seems that even Tipa Achas, etc. So what does he say? So he says, look in the bottom now on page 15 in the bottom, the fair cow. Kolze atakti min ha'olam yichidis shevatzasi v'chsovim sholi shekasavti b'yaldusi. He says, all this I wrote when I was a young kid. Hey, kasavti shechali lismo chazel v'gamata atakti lorach l'harosh ha'kolponim yotze kiel tipa achas mi'beis tipa. So it's much more kal tipa achas, because tipa achas could very well be not min ha'makor. Ha'kolponim yotze kiel Of the Kula had now the Blavach of Oshai Khan came into Roa, a court cut Naza in Lake Lavana. If you have Shay in there, Hamakor, the Otsi Pach has been based deep in a Lake Lavana, he also be stayed deep in Yotza, a court, Ha'odam has named Lake Lavana. Right? In other words, it could be that that even though there's only a little bit of red, but there was a bigger discharge. So Bechitzer, what is he saying? One possibility he's saying, what we saw in the Sidre Tara, that if there's a suffix, so then, in other words, Roshel is Machmir only if Tipas Dam Kechardel. So there's only one suffix. But if it be another suffix, then we can be Mekel. And then the other thing he says is that that this din of Tipas Dam is only with a Hargasha. So then, even though it's a little bit, there was a Hargasha, so it probably came in a Makor. But if there was no Hargasha, then not. So if you only had a Tipas Dam and there was no Hargasha, so then maybe you could be told that it's not Minha Makor. So the question is whether we really could be so much on that. He said, I wrote this when I was a young person. And then the Rei Chaim has a piece here on page 16. It says, Isha she la vestas v'kara la mikra shatira shalo b'shas vesta. So she has a vestas kavua, so, and she saw shalo b'shas vesta, karten mishunas, the little red pieces on the eight b'dikim. Kanera la Isha shemotzes tamim b'mochum echad. We'll get back to that. One second. So, but the point I want to show you now is in the state of Taras Yisrael. Taras Yisrael used to be one of the classic nidas for. You know, it was like a classic state that people used to use. Today, people have never even heard of it. So, he says here. On page 19, Shirosa Latipas Dam, Pachas Mikhalatif Achas. So in the Yad Eliyahu here, he writes, at the bottom, he says, So he says that maybe it's only tipa achas and there's no other discharge, so probably it didn't come min a makor. So it's not midaraisa. Well, we should divrechayim machmer lechayv korban. So if you had one tipa and so it could be that and there's nothing else there, there's just one tipa. So he writes, like we said before, that it's, you can be told that it's not vada, that it's coming in a mokar, so then it's not a deraisa. So that's the discussion. If you have a very little thing on a Vedika cloth, is there room to say that it's only a Shayim of the Rabbanan? And then we saw in the Sidrei Tara that if you have some type of suffix, say it's a little Vedika, little piece. And even that, we're not so sure what the color is. So now we have sort of like a Sveik Sveika. So if you have a Sveik Sveika, so then it could very well be that there's room to say that it's only a shayla of the Rabbanan, and then if you have a suffix on that, it could be a suffix of the Rabbanan lakula. So that's a very interesting thing when it comes to bedikas that are like a little small spot. On the bedika cloth, and you can a lot of times a little small spot, you can even hardly see what the color is. So that's this svara, the Sidrei Tara, we quote here in the Taras Yisrael, and maybe it's a very small spot, and it's hard to make the color. There could be a svara to be made of. Then in Shulchan Aruch, it says here on page 20. It says Isha Shabbat Ka Atzma Be'ed Habaduk Lo, which she has a clean bedika cloth, and it's checked that it was clean, and then she found a tipa kachardel. Tomei, because Slamaisa, it was checked that it was clean beforehand. Was clean, and now you found it, so that it's tamei. Chena din b'shabbat ka b'hinochamsa b'kufsa b'char shabbat ka so much alav dam kolshu bein moshach ben ogulus tamei. Because vaday it's come, shabbat ka atzma b'eich ena b'aduk, but if it was an aid that wasn't checked beforehand. So maybe whatever was on it was there from before. So then it's the mayor, but only if you have grisva od. So if it has a grisva od, then it's the mayor. But if it didn't have a grisva od, then you can say maybe it came from outside. That's, I think, what everybody once mentioned, the same idea like with a toilet, down in the water. Say you go to, she didn't check the water beforehand to see if it was clean beforehand. And now she sees blood in the water, so maybe that's like a she'enu badak. Here, it wasn't an aid, but it was the water. The water she'enu badak. Yeah.
Should they only be checking
water? Or? Well, if you checked, then it's like an eight haduk, and then if it's a little bit, it could be, and then totally on this halacha of Eidabadr, Eidabadr. I don't know if you have to check, but if you look in the Tarka Tshuva here, page 23, Sheira Bodogla, Ayim Shur Zayas Radon, Kuk Samach Dalit, in the Tifos Ketana Shanim Tuala Eid, Sheinu Nirim Ela Be'ion Hated. In other words, you say little dots on the Medika cloth when you can only see it if you look at it very carefully. Chasav Davik Eid Shechaskosu Meluchlach. Kozman Shenuchal Litlos Shehayim Kodim have a cage shade of water for Tolat Kigris. So, what happened here? He had a Badika cloth, and there was Tipos Katanos, and Shanim Tuel Ein She'enu Nirin El Be'in. You can hardly see it. So it says, so if you can hardly see it, then that's maybe like an Ein She'enu Bodok, because you couldn't see it from before. And therefore, then you could be told an Ein She'enu Bodok, you could be told up to a Gris Va'od. As we said before. And then the next thing he writes, I am sure the Divrei Nechemya. Divrei Nechemya is a classic sefer. It's a Lubavitch sefer. It's a very fashion of a sefer. From Nechemya Levi, it's here on the next page. So he said, the Shud Divrei Nechemya, Shemotzer Benoshim Shalafam and Motzos Alain Mara Odom Mashu. He says sometimes a woman will find red on the bedika cloth. So you have this question about a woman did she check it beforehand? She thought that wasn't there before. She said she opened up the cloth. She wasn't medaktik. How could they lahakia b'mashru? Really, yuchol lios lafidaita shayos abikodim. It could be that she wasn't medaktik to see if there's little things there. And it turns out there were little things there. So the gabi, the little things, it's considered an eichein abodok. So if you didn't really check carefully beforehand on the badika cloth, and she saw a little red dot, say, on it, but she never checked so carefully before, so you have a right to be toiler that those red dots were there from before. Because you weren't molding it so carefully. Okay, so that's the story. One second. So that's what we saw in the second. What else is here? So then you can, and that's the tshuva here, the long tshuva, the Divrei Nechemya. Bad. Yosef Motzeh Benoshim Shlofami Motzi Mal Eid Mar Odomashu. Page 25. Ishalana Hamor Tzedek in Botka Hetev Zaei Mikodem. So you say that she didn't check so carefully. So then maybe you could be making the gabi the little dots. Because in other words, normally there's a kind of eight bodok, she'ena bodok. So if you look at it, you can see right away. But if you didn't look at it so carefully, and the things were little pieces, so those little pieces could have been there from before. And since they could be before, so then you would have a right to be makel, even though little dots might be a din of nida, because we said the din of nida is in mashahu, but lemaisa they could have been there before, since you didn't. In other words, baduk and eino baduk is not an exact thing. You could buy baduk superficially, but legabe small pieces, that's called eino baduk, because you didn't bodek it so carefully to see whether what it was. So that's where Rav Vosner writes. We write like this: Besidrei Tara Kosov the Imbodka Asatzma B'Cholok Shehilo Veshes V'Lo Bodka Acholok Kodim Shabodka. In other words, she didn't check the cloth before. In Minoki B'Mokam Badiga V'Nimtzah Kesem Pachas Mikigris, and the Kesem Pachas Mikigris. So that's an Eid Sheina Bodok. So then it's Eina Tameya. Afalpi Shekodim Levisha Yabodok. Etc. So it says that could be Baduk Lagabe Agris. On the bottom paragraph, we will hear with Baduk Lagabe the Kudus Akhtanis and Tzos and Begit Shahim Kudus Shamacha, Netshav Kol Begit Kain and Baduk Lagabe. Whereas Lagabe Kudus, this is what we said before, Lagabe, the small pieces, if she didn't do a thorough job, that's considered Aina Baduk. So a lot of times people don't look at the Batika cloth so carefully, so then if you see a little thing on it, maybe that would be considered Eid Baduk. But he says, but the last line is Habadim and Michodim Shemkram Mutzach Batika Derech Zayin Nekim Minukudus Eilu Hashivi Eid Baduk. But he says, when you go and you get the special Batika cloths, So even though you didn't do such a good job being bodeg, but that's, they were sold as bodika cloths. So they were sold as bodika cloths, so then that's considered bodek, even regarding the small things. So therefore, even if you would find a little thing on it, it would be a problem. And then the last thing we wanted to show here is the tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. The tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek . So he discusses that Mishnah about Mashahu. So look at the thing when it says Kitzer on the bottom of the left side. Mashakosu Matamim Kolshahu. The verb with word the koyal shikhla zara vizov kachos of Rambam. Right? He said Madame Nida Lonis Baba Hedy the Tameya be the rice of Kolshahu. Right? That was the discussion when it says Matamim Kolshahu. Is that referring to Nam Nida Bekolshu or only a Shekh Vazara, right? We've discussed the difference we've shown. So he says over here that it's referring to Shekh Vazara. But Badam Nida, it doesn't say
Lotus Bar Behead did the Tameya Midaraisa B'Kol Shul. But Rashi Shita is not, Matam Kol Shul is on Tam Nida. So that's a machlokas, whether Matam B'Kol Shul, what's that referring to? And then he quotes the Bach. Right, that we saw the Bach. It says that if it's a kol shehu, then maybe it's not Talmida. Right, based on the Gemara of Shtei Tipe Margolius. So he writes here that. So that was the first thing that he writes, that the Kol Shehu could be only going Shofar Zera. That's number one. And then the Bach, look at the bottom, now page 32, on the Kitzer at the bottom right. A Bach Ksvile Tipa Achas Gechardel, Afshe Imvadai Rosa Menamokor, Tmea Midaraisa, Mikomokor Meastavish, Mikolos. So if you sort Vadai, that it came from the Mokor, that it's Tmea Midaraisa. But if you didn't, Mikomokor Meastavish, Mikolos, Minatstadim, okay? Any Tmea Rach, Mikomers Menos Israel. So then it's not a din d'oraisa if it's only one tipa. It's only chumra b'nos Yisrael. That's what the Bach said. B'nos Yisrael chmiru, the chiddush is that even though it was not vaday migufa. Because it was only a tipa. So again, that's a Rosh Chodesh of Safek. So therefore, that could be called a Safek. Right? If it's only tipa achas, so if it's tipa achas, so then. It's not necessarily min ha-makor. And then it's only the chumra b'nos Yisrael. So therefore, if you have another suffix, you could be makel. So what would this mean? This would be if I got a bedika cloth, right? Say you had a bedika cloth, she saw a little bit, and it's hard to determine the color. So would we say, oh, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra? Or we say, no, it was only one tipa. So therefore, that one tipa doesn't necessarily come from the core. It could come from the stadim. And in a situation where you can't tell the color, it's very hard to tell the color, maybe you could say something derabanan and the kula. But normally we always think, a bedika kula is deraisa. A bedika kula is deraisa. But he's saying, if there's only very little on a bedika cloth, then it could be, according to the Bach, it's only the Rabbanan. Because the Maise, Bach says, based on the Gemara, that Shtei Tipos is from the Makor. Tipa Achas is not necessarily from the Makor. So he's saying, so if it's not necessarily from the Makor, maybe it's only a Rabbanan. And if it's a Vesafik, have another Safik, like what color it is exactly, then you could be Rekum. And the last piece is saying, is the Sidrei Tara and the Bach. So he says the Me'ata, last two lines on page 32. Last two lines on the left. Me'ata, move on Hetev. Ein Rai Klal B'mokosh Ezeel Adina Shalabach. Kedai l'hokia ve'etzdodim asa d'rubin mokor on v'tei mitzvar zu. For the kaimel amelo, yeah. Havada ha'ichai, madamis le, yishlom adeinu adim and yishavad, v'ashani ha'ach di'ik ha'chocha di'im yichedir asa lo hava azil v'pruz der. Okay. Kach v'azol v'shu al rofe echad im kamnos ha'shi efshal lovo eizat tipos damim v'tanus levadan min ha'mokor. So you can have some tipos, I mean, you can have other tipos that could come from the core. So, Bekitzer, that's a discussion. Could there be any room to be makel if it's only a tipa? So again, as we said, tipa we said is a deraisa, but maybe not, because tipa achas could be only the rabbanim, because it's maybe min ha'makor. And that's what the Gemara was saying, that shnei tipos margolius is coming from the makor. So once the makor opens, it opens up wider, not so mitzumtzum. If it was very mitzumtzum, so maybe it's not from the makor at all. And that's the idea. So this discussion here is the whole discussion about if you have very small bats. So there are different svaras maybe to be makel. One svar is that maybe it was there from before. It was like an HN abodim. But that we say is not so pasha because our cloths maybe are considered bodok even from that. But then you have the Bach said that maybe it's only a derabbanim when it's so small. And therefore, together with the fact that maybe the color isn't so discernible when it's a small piece, that could be somebody else. That's what Rabbi Eli Melech Liebowitz from Brooklyn, he was Mishamesh and Nidah Rav Bik and the Debre Tzina Rav. So I think one of them was Mekel, if it's like a pen dot, you know, like a dotting of an eye. And such little things, maybe they could be. The svara that he gave from one of them was that usually derech adam lispashni, not the Bach svara of based on the Gemara, that is a little bit. Once the makor opens up, the idea is that if something's really dam spreads, and if it's only a pen dot's worth. So that's probably not dam because it's not derech to just be a dot. Once a dam falls on something, it's mispashit. So that could be another svara. Rav Abadi never told me any of these svaras l'kula about. So I think he feels that if it's really red, you should be machmir. If it's red, you should be machmir. But sometimes, if you look carefully, you'll see that it's not necessarily red. And then you can. But these are other poskim that have all the different svaras. Why possibly there could be a tzad kula if it's only a dot? Even if it's not so clear what it is. I mean, if you say even if it's red, according to the svara, that it's considered a shade of bodok. But if you say like Rav Ozna Svara that's talking about the Edom that they had in those times. Today we have Edom that we buy in the store, so then maybe that's considered Bodok Lagabe, because the stuff they buy in the store maybe is considered Bodok Lagabe small things. Okay, Rav Ozna. So Bez Hashem, Wednesday we'll have the last probably last year of these inyanim. Then we'll have to decide to have a chazara time, and then we'll continue. So the last year is about how to mishayer, what are the sheer grises. What was the meal stuck his way of, and that's the next packet, 6F, and then we'll discuss with the when we should have Pina, when we should go right there. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. How you doing, Josh Blau, and Nathan, and Barak, and Mayor, and Emzy, and Yoni, and Max, Ephraim, and Ben, and Ezra, and Rav Zach. Berger, Shlita. Okay, there's Hashem, we'll see you Wednesday, we'll do the other shiur we'll have shortly.